You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, ever since that old cartoon The Jetsons came out a million years ago with Rosie the Robot, people have spent the last 60 years saying, when are we going to get a robot that's going to do all of our chores? Well, apparently, we don't have to wait much longer. Jer, what do you think of this story?
This story here says robots and artificial intelligence might take all of our jobs, essentially, within 10 years. Good morning, everybody. It's funny. I was in a Walmart, actually, yesterday, and I was mesmerized by they had two different robots working. They had one going down each aisle, scanning all the products. So it was just taking inventory. So there was not actually a person there with a, you know, a spiral notebook or whatever they do and taking inventory. Probably not a spiral notebook, but it was scanning everything. And then the second one I saw was a floor cleaning robot. It was just going up and down. So obviously they mapped it out with GPS or some sort of grid, and now you don't have a person cleaning the floors at Walmart. This thing was just me going about its business, and I was like, oh my God, they're taking over. They really are. The additional part of this story really starts going into the cleaning aspect. They say a lot of these robots are going to spend time on housework, which is fantastic, right? I want a robot that'll clean the toilets, that'll scoop dog poop. I mean, I kind of have one now. Don't you have a Roomba robot that does your flow? You don't have a Roomba? Dude, game changer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
I think my cat would be freaked out by it. But they say that within the next 10 years, so by 2033, God, it's so... First of all, it's scary to think. 10 years goes by pretty quick. And to think that we are almost up on 2033, that sounds so futuristic.
Yeah, it's pretty nutty.
It's just 10 years away. They think there could be as much as 40% of the time we spend on housework could instead be taken over by robots. And they say that there's a few things that are most likely to be picked up by robots, and then some other things that they don't think they'll really be able to handle in 10 years. But the stuff that they think they'll be able to do, washing the dishes, grocery shopping for you.
That's fine.
And basic household cleaning. But the thing that jumped out at me, that because we hear from people all the time that they hate doing laundry.
Yeah.
And these experts are saying robots could do your laundry for you.
That's great. Yeah, just throw a pile down on the floor, let it sort it out, and then take it to your washer and let it do its thing.
And why not?
Why not? Right? And then it also says it'll do all the ironing and folding for you as
it'll
well.
It'll do the whole procedure.
The whole thing. Although they do have those machines. I saw them at the Consumer Electronics Show online that they're folding machines. I mean, you actually have to put your shirt like on this board, but then it gets sucked into a machine and it folds it and spits it out the other side.
How'd it look?
Really good. It looked like you'd see something, you know, stacked up at the Gap or something like that. It was really well done. So I guess that's the middleman at this point. But I'm for this. I'm fine with all this.
Well, there's always going to be. It's one of those things that, you know, the first adopters will jump on it. The bugs will have to get worked out, and that's
absolutely
through the first adopters. You'll always have the people who, you know, push back and say, I'm not doing that. I'm not having a robot in my house.
Yeah, until
that's
they get one and get like 2 or 3 hours back from their weekend instead of cleaning, the robot's doing it for you. I was looking at my bathroom sinks just last night. I was like, ugh. We got to clean this weekend, don't we? And Knickknack's like, yep, we're going to have to take some time this weekend.
Don't you wish you had a little Rosie clean or something to do it all for you?
Yeah, yeah. And we've got to make our bathroom look really good because we've got a bathroom person coming out next Monday to give us a quote on redoing the showers and stuff. And it's like, well, we got to make the house look really good. I don't want people to think we're slobs.
And you know, the thing with the robot, too, some of you are like, well, I got teenagers to do that. Here's the thing with the robot, you only have to tell it once.
Yeah, it won't talk back.
Right. It won't talk back. It won't end up dropping the ball. It won't say,
I'm tired, and that's not my job.
My friends don't have to clean their room.
How come my sister's not doing all this work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, believe me, it all sounds familiar to me.